Today is the first day of November, the first day of the 11th month of our year. So welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is great to be here with you as we take this step into the new month. And this next step forward takes us into a new book. So, having wound our way through the warning prophecies of Jeremiah, and then seeing those prophecies come true in the fall of Jerusalem and the carrying off of the Jewish people into exile in Babylon in the Book of Lamentations, we find ourselves at the threshold of the Book of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is the first of two prophets from the Babylonian exile. Ezekiel prophesied to the Jewish people for the first two decades of their exile in Babylon. And true to form, the prophet prophesies, and the people are too busy assimilating themselves into the new culture to listen. Ezekiel also contains descriptions of almost cinematic visions that in many ways parallel the visions of John on the island of Patmos when he wrote the book of Revelation. And these parallels are often cross-examined in eschatological studies, the studies of the end times. But this doesn't make it a lofty and unapproachable book. These visions have a great impact personally on Ezekiel. And if we're able to allow ourselves to approach the book and the imagery from the perspective of what it speaks to our hearts, rather than trying to force it into a timeline of some sort or a linear ABC list, we'll be able to revel in its deep and rich textures, allowing it to speak to us as a sunrise would, rather than how the morning newspaper does. The book of Ezekiel holds much promise for us today, and is one of the most relevant books of prophecy we have. Ezekiel may have spoken these words thousands of years ago, but it is as if he is saying them now. And we once again have the opportunity to ignore or embrace what God is saying. And with that, from the Good News Translation this week, Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, verse 15. And we'll begin with Ezekiel's first vision of God. On the fifth day of the fourth month of the 30th year, I, Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, was living with the Jewish exiles by the Kabar River in Babylonia. The sky opened, and I saw a vision of God. It was the fifth year since King Jehoiakim had been taken into exile. There, in Babylonia, beside the Kabar River, I heard the Lord speak to me, and I felt his power. I looked up and saw a windstorm coming from the north. Lightning was flashing from a huge cloud, and the sky around it was glowing. Where the lightning was flashing, something shone like bronze. At the center of the storm, I saw what looked like four living creatures in human form. But each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and they had hooves like those of a bull. They shone like polished bronze. In addition to their four faces and four wings, they each had four human hands, one under each wing. Two wings of each creature were spread out so that the creatures formed a square, with their wingtips touching. When they moved as a group without turning their bodies. Each living creature had four different faces. A human face in front, a lion's face at the right, a bull's face at the left, and an eagle's face at the back. Two wings of each creature were raised so that they touched the tips of the wings of the creatures next to it. And their other two wings were folded against their bodies. Each creature faced all four directions, and so the group could go wherever they wished without having to turn. Among the creatures, there was something that looked like a blazing torch, constantly moving. The fire would blaze up and shoot out flashes of lightning. The creatures themselves darted back and forth with the speed of lightning. As I was looking at the four creatures, I saw four wheels touching the ground, one beside each of them. All four wheels were alike. Each one shone like a precious stone, and each had another wheel intersecting it at right angles, so that the wheels could move in any of the four directions. The rims of the wheels were covered with eyes. Whenever the creatures moved, the wheels moved with them, and if the creatures rose up from the earth, so did the wheels. The creatures went wherever they wished, and the wheels did exactly what the creatures did, because the creatures controlled them. So every time the creatures moved or stopped or rose in the air, the wheels did exactly the same. Above the heads of the creatures, there was something that looked like a dome made of dazzling crystal. There, under the dome, stood the creatures, each stretching out two wings toward the ones next to it, and covering its body with the other two wings. I heard the noise their wings made in flight. It sounded like the roar of the sea, like the noise of a huge army, like the voice of Almighty God. When they stopped flying, they folded their wings. But there was still a sound coming from above the dome over their heads. Above the dome, there was something that looked like a throne made of sapphire. And sitting on the throne was a figure that looked like a human being. The figure seemed to be shining like bronze in the middle of a fire. It shone all over with a bright light that had in it all the colors of the rainbow. This was the dazzling light which shows the presence of the Lord. When I saw this, I fell face downward on the ground. Then I heard a voice saying, "Mortal man, stand up. I want to talk to you." While the voice was speaking, God's Spirit entered me and raised me to my feet, and I heard the voice continue, "Mortal man, I am sending you to the people of Israel. They have rebelled and turned against me and are still rebels, just as their ancestors were. They are stubborn and do not respect me. So I am sending you to tell them what I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying to them. Whether those rebels listen to you or not, they will know that a prophet has been among them. But you, mortal man, must not be afraid of them or of anything they say. They will defy and despise you. It will be like living among scorpions. Still, don't be afraid of those rebels or of anything they say. You will tell them whatever I tell you to say, whether they listen or not. Remember what rebels they are. Mortal man, listen to what I tell you. Don't be rebellious like them. Open your mouth and eat what I am going to give you." I saw a hand reaching out toward me, and it was holding a scroll. The hand unrolled the scroll, and I saw that there was writing on both sides. Cries of grief were written there, and wails and groans. God said, "Mortal man, eat this scroll. Then go and speak to the people of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. He said, "Mortal man, eat this scroll that I give you. Fill your stomach with it." I ate it, and it tasted as sweet as honey. Then God said, "Mortal man, go to the people of Israel and say to them whatever I tell you to say. I am not sending you to a nation that speaks a difficult foreign language, but to the Israelites. If I sent you to great nations that spoke difficult languages you didn't understand, they would listen to you. But none of the people of Israel will be willing to listen. They will not even listen to me. All of them are stubborn and defiant. Now I will make you as stubborn and as tough as they are. I will make you as firm as a rock, as hard as a diamond. Don't be afraid of those rebels." God continued, "Mortal man, pay close attention and remember everything I tell you. Then go to the people of your nation who are in exile and tell them what I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying to them, whether they pay attention to you or not." Then God's Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me the loud roar of a voice that said, "Praise the glory of the Lord in heaven above." I heard the wings of the creatures beating together in the air, and the noise of the wheels, as loud as an earthquake. The power of the Lord came on me with great force, and as His Spirit carried me off, I felt bitter and angry. So I came to Tel Abib, beside the Kibar River, where the exiles were living, and for 7 days I stayed there, overcome by what I had seen and heard. Hebrews 3. My Christian friends, who also have been called by God, think of Jesus, whom God sent to be the high priest of the faith we profess. He was faithful to God, who chose him to do this work, just as Moses was faithful in his work in God's house. A man who builds a house receives more honor than the house itself. In the same way, Jesus is worthy of much greater honor than Moses. Every house, of course, is built by someone, and God is the one who has built all things. Moses was faithful in God's house as a servant, and he spoke of the things that God would say in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son in charge of God's house. We are His house if we keep up our courage and our confidence in what we hope for. So then, as the Holy Spirit says, if you hear God's voice today, do not be stubborn as your ancestors were when they rebelled against God. As they were that day in the desert when they put him to the test. There they put me to the test and tried me, says God, although they had seen what I did for 40 years. And so I was angry with those people and said, they are always disloyal and refuse to obey my commands. I was angry and made a solemn promise. They will never enter the land where I would have given them rest. My friends, be careful that none of you have a heart so evil and unbelieving that you will turn away from the living God. Instead, in order that none of you be deceived by sin and become stubborn, you must help one another every day, as long as the word today in the scripture applies to us. For we are all partners with Christ if we hold firmly to the end the confidence we had at the beginning. This is what the scripture says. If you hear God's voice today, do not be stubborn as your ancestors were when they rebelled against God. Who were the people who heard God's voice and rebelled against Him? all those who were led out of Egypt by Moses. With whom was God angry for 40 years? With the people who sinned, who fell down dead in the desert. When God made his solemn promise, "They will never enter the land where I would have given them rest," of whom is he speaking? Of those who rebelled. We see then that they were not able to enter the land because they did not believe. Psalm 104, 1-23. In praise of the Creator. Praise the Lord, my soul. O Lord, my God, how great you are. You are clothed with majesty and glory. You cover yourself with light. You have spread out the heavens like a tent and built your home on the waters above. You use the clouds as your chariot and ride on the wings of the wind. You use the winds as your messengers and flashes of lightning as your servants. You have set the earth firmly on its foundations, and it will never be moved. You placed the ocean over it like a robe, and the water covered the mountains. When you rebuked the waters, they fled. They rushed away when they heard your shout of command. They flowed over the mountains and into the valleys, to the place you had made for them. You set a boundary they can never pass, to keep them from covering the earth again. You make springs flow in the valleys and rivers run between the hills. They provide water for the wild animals. There the wild donkeys quench their thirst. In the trees nearby, the birds make their nests and sing. From the sky you send rain on the hills, and the earth is filled with your blessings. You make grass grow for the cattle, and plants for us to use, so that we can grow our crops and produce wine to make us happy, olive oil to make us cheerful, and bread to give us strength. The cedars of Lebanon get plenty of rain. The Lord's own trees, which he planted. There the birds build their nests. The storks nest in the fir trees. The wild goats live in the high mountains, and the rock badgers hide in the cliffs. You created the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time to set. You made the night, and in the darkness, all the wild animals come out. The young lions roar while they hunt, looking for the food that God provides. When the sun rises, they go back and lie down in their dens. Then people go out to do their work and keep working until evening. Proverbs 26, 24-26. A hypocrite hides hate behind flattering words. They may sound fine, but don't believe him, because his heart is filled to the brim with hate. He may disguise his hatred, but everyone will see the evil things he does. Father, as we begin this brand new month, this 11th of the 12 months that are the revolution through a year, we look back, as we do at the beginning of most months, and we see your continued faithfulness and counsel and guidance through your word each day. And as we begin the book of Ezekiel and begin to move our way through those prophetic utterances, we invite your Holy Spirit to speak to us. As we continue through the book of Hebrews, we invite you to speak to us. And of course, we are led into your faithfulness and worship and adoration in the book of Psalms, but we also find ourselves there, for they speak true, the cry of the heart. And we receive your counsel from the book of Proverbs, and we continue to meditate on our words and the way that we use them. The way that we use them for good and the way that we use them falsely, as you have been challenging us. So come, Holy Spirit, we consecrate this month and our hearts to you and your service in this world and this brand new month. Come, Jesus, we pray. In your name we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is the website, and it is home base, and it is where you find out what's going on around here. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at DailyAudioBible.com. There's a link, and it's on the homepage. And a thank you. Thank you every day for your partnership. And if you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to dial. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good Friday evening, my dear viewers. This is from Junk to Treasure, calling in prayer requests from our DAB, DABC, DAB Friends page, and the prayer wall. Father God, we bow before you and we lift up the females that called in at timestamp 3411 for her sister with cancer in her spine, and she's in tremendous pain. For the female at 3646 whose mother has passed away. Father God, you know exactly who these women are, even though we don't identify them. You have your eye on their situation, and we ask you to lift them up, heal the hurts, the pain, and the loss, Father God. For Marilyn in New Hampshire, her husband Ken is suffering with prostate issues, and Lord, we're asking for a healing for him as well. Pour out your power upon these people, Father God. For the lady at timestamp 2456, for chronological, she is still healing from her public divorce, but she called in to pray for others, Lord, and we are asking for total healing to be poured out for her, for emotionally and mental, because of this painful divorce. For the lady on the prayer wall, Barbie, who's asked for prayers for Dalton and Charlotte. They are under attack from the adversary. Father God, we are asking for you to intervene. And from the DAB Friends page, Darlene, her friend Jay's mom lost everything, and Jay's dog is missing. Father God, we are asking for restoration, and we are asking for peace in these situations. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Winnie B. I've called a couple of times before. I want to pray for Vicky, your son Jacob, that has hypothermia. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Vicky and her son, Lord God. I pray for her son, God, that he would be healed. The doctors haven't been able to find anything. So, Father, I ask that you give the doctors wisdom and that, God, you open their eyes, let them see what's going on with him. And that, God, that you would heal his body in Jesus' name, or give the doctors wisdom as how to treat him and bring him to healing in Jesus' name. And I pray for Vicky that, God, you would strengthen her during this process, that, God, her faith would not fail, and that, Lord, she would continue to look to you, Father God, from where her help comes from. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you. Amen.
This prayer goes up for Christopher, Daredreamer, up in Indianapolis. This is Friend of God in Denver. Lord, I raise our brother Christopher up to you, that you may continue to demolish the stronghold of addiction and build up the stronghold of your presence in his life, that you may continue to open up the path and give him strength and be his shield, and provide for him in every way that he needs, mentally, physically, emotionally, that he may continue to grow in his walk and his love for you. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I thank you. Amen.
Good morning, Dabbers. my sisters and brothers in Christ. This is Running Desperately to Jesus, also known as Staying Desperately Connected to Jesus. It's been quite a while since I've called in. And of course, during the time that I haven't called in, lots have happened. But in August, I had to resign or be terminated from my job because I did not pass a test. I've been a social worker for over 25 years, and this is a test that was extremely hard, difficult. I failed it 3 times. It's a nationwide test. But to sum it all up, I have no job. I do draw a pension, but the pension isn't enough to cover everything. Right now, I'm living off of my savings. I've never been without a job. I've never been without an income. And to be honest and open, I am afraid. And I know that fear is not of God. I've been reading scriptures, and every time my flesh wants to rise, the first thing I think is be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving, let my request be made known. So not only have I let God know and asked and begged, please let me find a job, I'm also asking that my brothers and sisters in Christ bring me together, lift me up, stand in the gap, because I don't know what to do. And the word that I keep hearing from everything I listen to is humble. Humble myself. And that is what I struggle with, because I've never had to ask anyone for anything, never had to do anything that I felt was not below or not of me. Running Desperately to Jesus, also known as Staying Desperately Connected to Jesus.